National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Nice Christmas music.
Yeah, isn't it?
Put us in the mood.
Hey, happy holidays. Merry Christmas to you from all of us here at Smart Living, Smart Retirement here on Biz Talk Radio. Welcome to another weekend edition of Smart Living, Smart Retirement. I am Larry Ahrens.
And I am Chip Stites.
Merry Christmas, Chip.
Merry Christmas, Larry.
Lots to cover today on the show. That is nice.
I like that music. Matter of fact, you could probably keep that music in the background the whole time. That's nice.
New York Jazz Trio.
There you go.
Jingle Bells. That's nice. We'll play some more of that.
Okay.
Okay, welcome to the show, Smart Living, Smart Retirement. It is a retirement show, but not in the way that you're accustomed to hearing retirement shows. We are not the money retirement show.
No, we are the lifestyle retirement show. As a matter of fact, most of the time, we avoid money like the plague.
On the show, you mean?
On the show, yeah. My background is 40 years in the financial planning business. I'm a certified financial planner, and I just don't want to do this anymore. I'm going into retirement. I've sold my business. And so we are not going to talk about money.
This is more interesting anyway, about what's going on with retirement, some ideas. Coming up, we have some interesting segments on religion and retirement.
And this is fascinating.
Very insightful.
This is.
The stuff you haven't thought about that comes up in a Forbes article. Another Forbes article is some retirement hacks, life hacks for retirement. Yep. We'll get to that.
Okay.
We have this article hot off the presses. It is as of today, and we're producing this show on Thursday because, well, we want to have the weekend off.
We do. The show goes in. You hear it on Sunday or over the weekend at some point. But we produce it during the week. And this article came out in Forbes today, December 15th. And if you were
It's Bloomberg. Excuse me.
Okay, that's correct. It is Bloomberg.
Right.
If you are not pleased about Mr. Trump's election, do not look at your portfolio.
Because why wouldn't you like it?
Because everything is going so well. Yeah. The idea that Mr. Trump could do anything right is going to upset you. So
I'm tired of apologizing for it. I'm
too
excited, too. It is what it is. And if you don't like the election outcome,
tough bananas.
It's too bad because it happened and good things are happening. And economic numbers are just popping like crazy, and we have the latest numbers that are out today.
And this guy wants to change some things, and I think the numbers are already showing that. So in the idea that the numbers are forward-looking going into the market and that we're looking at things that are 6 months away, the Home Builders Confidence Index has made a gigantic comeback. As a matter of fact, it is as high as it was in 2005.
What? 11 years? Almost 12 years ago?
12 years ago. This thing, home builders are excited about what they see. And it has to do with infrastructure. It has to do with what he wants to do with taxes. It has to do with a lot of things. But we are looking at a home builder's confidence that is as high as it has been in 11 years, more than a decade.
Man. That's good news. Now, the small business, and we're reading this fast because it just came in. The National Federation of Independent Business Index of Optimism. How about that?
That's pretty good.
Among small business owners, posted its sharpest surge since 2009.
You know, it's...
And what happened in 2009?
Well, I think the market did, what, 35, 39% that particular year?
Yes.
If I'm remembering properly.
Yes.
2008, of course, was the 50% loss. 2009 was like a 35, 39% comeback. So you are looking at... a small business surge that is exciting people. Another thing, consumer confidence. Consumer confidence is up at 98%.
Yeah.
And it almost never hits 100. So we are right now about as good as it gets.
Yeah. All the indicators are up, up, up. Stock market's up.
Stock market is up. I mean, I have had three calls today of people saying, hey, my portfolio, I am so happy. And that almost never happens. I get calls that say I'm not too happy.
You get calls like that.
But I don't get calls.
I'm so happy, Chip.
So, you know, it's a good thing.
Happy clients, happy life.
Happy life, exactly. General business conditions, small business outlook for general business conditions are as high as they have been any time since 2008. They're peaking on this index, optimism index, at about 12, and that's a good thing. According, a lot of the indexes are at highs. A lot of the consumer confidence information is at highs. Business confidence is at highs. So you have to say that at least what seems to be going on emotionally in the business world right now is a good thing.
It is. Now, what does this mean for people looking at retirement or in retirement, in your opinion?
Right now is a good time to assess what you have, to look at the amount of risk you're taking. And here I am talking about money.
I know.
So this is going to be short and quick. Take a look at what you have. Assess the amount of risk you're taking. Assess how much you want to put at risk in your portfolio, because within 5 years of retirement, you should be cutting down on risk. Because what you don't want to have happen is to start pulling money out while the market goes down. So even if the market is doing well and you're within 5 years of retirement, consider a conservative stance for the time being. I don't argue with people who say, well, I could have made 10%. I only made 8%. I could have made 12%. I only made 6%.
Right.
Yes, it went up. Congratulations. Enjoy it.
Yeah. Something that surprised me in all the news around Trump and the transition and everything else that's going on with that. I think this happened either this week or last week. It doesn't really matter. But he sold any of his stock holdings last June.
Did he really?
Yes, the news came out that he announced that he had liquidated all of his stocks in June of this year. And that's a long way from knowing if you're going to win this thing.
Not. Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, the convention hadn't even happened yet, but he was the, I'm thinking back now, he was going to be the nominee. So he liquidated everything. But then he said, and I'm paraphrasing the president-elect, but he said, you know, I've really never been a big stock guy anyway.
No, he's real estate.
Yeah, he's a real estate billionaire. He's not a stock, you know, Warren Buffett billionaire, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I was surprised to hear that. You would think that the guy, you know, would have, he probably had a huge stock portfolio anyway.
But, yeah. I mean, I think there's a decent possibility that this president is going to shake things up.
Oh,
and I've said
time.
This before, if he gets done half of what he says he wants to do, I think we will be better off. And I think the naysayers who say my life is over, the country's going down the tubes, this is not going to be good, Business not as usual will be a good thing.
This time around, probably so. Just give you, I'm not talking too much politics here, but you know all the drama that the people that lost are going through right now and all of this. I never supported Mr. Obama, but what I want from a president, I don't care who gets elected, I want stuff to work. And you know, I may agree or disagree, but whoever the president is, could be a Democrat or Republican, I want the thing to work. I want it to make sense. I want it to be beneficial. I felt that way about Mr. Obama, and I feel the same way about Trump. If you're going to get in an office, I hope it works. I want it to work for the sake of the country.
Yep.
And that's, so far, it seems to be looking good on the economic side.
So that's, and that's fine. And it will be, everybody's jumping up and down about his choice for Secretary of State.
But how's that going to affect your life, huh?
You know, as I look at the outcome of what we've had so far,
oh my gosh,
and I look at Syria, and I look at Aleppo, and I look at Iran, I have a difficult time thinking we've done really well.
Yes, you would be right. All right, let's play a little of this juicy Christmas music, and then coming up...
Huh? Let's get back into the Christmas spirit.
Let's do it.
I was enjoying that.
Got some religion and retirement to talk about next here on Smart Living, Smart Retirement on BizTalk Radio.
Now, the club for BizTalk Radio listeners and your biz. The Biz TV Club is where you can watch some of your favorite BizTalk Radio hosts and others on the go, on demand, on Android, desktop, Roku, and more. Never miss an episode of your favorite Biz TV shows and have the 24/7 BizTalk Radio stream at your fingertips. Watch anytime, anywhere for just $5.95 a month with a free trial by using promo code RADIO. Go to BizRadioClub.com.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-425-1023. That's 800-425-1023.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Biz Talk Radio.
Oh, the weather side is frightful, while the fire is so delightful. Hence his will no place to go. There is no. All the dies and
show. Oh, isn't that nice?
Feels good. I'm ready for a little snow, actually. It looks like it could snow, but it's a little too warm.
We are where we live in the 60s today, which is kind of unusual for this time of year.
It is. The mountains are getting a little snow, but we sure aren't.
No. Hey, welcome. Merry Christmas to one and all. And as the case may be, happy holidays. And we welcome you to Smart Living, Smart Retirement.
Fund your life and find your freedom.
And Chip Stites is over here on this side of the desk. I'm Larry Ahrens on this side of the desk. And yes, we're going there. We're going to talk about religion.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my gosh. We've talked about politics and now religion.
We talked about money. I can't believe this, Larry. Are we really doing this?
Well, we're going there.
But there would be, according to this article by Robert Laura, and we've done two or three of his articles, as we were just discussing.
He's a retirement writer for Forbes.
For Forbes. And this is about religion and retirement. And it would seem that there are some very definite benefits to religion. Mm-hmm. Now, your religion may be meditation. It may be formal, as in Catholic, Protestant, or whatever, Jewish, doesn't matter.
Whatever form your spirituality takes.
But it seems that in retirement, spirituality of any form has a good deal of value.
And this has been borne out in surveys and people that have brought a spirituality to their whole retirement mix, if you will. And we'll look at this article here by again, if you want to look at it, it's on Forbes. It's by Robert Laura, who is a retirement activist, he says. He talks about, I guess in reading his stuff, he is kind of like you, a financial advisor of some kind. And he talks about having people come to him and look at retirement plans this is what's going to happen until I die proposition, right?
Yep.
And he says that's maybe you need to look beyond that.
And I think that makes a great deal of sense. If you look at the statistics by Gallup polls, 77% of Americans identify with a Christian religion, be it Protestant, be it Catholic, or whatever it happens to be. At the same time, in 2011, 92% of Americans say they believe in God.
Yeah.
Now, 92% of Americans do not go to church.
No, they don't.
And so what we're really saying is that most of us have within us some level of spirituality.
And they also say that your religiosity, is there such a word?
Yes.
Your religiousness increases as you get older.
And I would kind of akin this, if you will, to there are no atheists in foxholes.
Indeed.
And as we get older and we look at all the things that happen to us and that happen to our friends and how our life changes, at least physically and mentally, so drastically that we are most religious at age 80, least yeah. religious at age 23.
Makes sense. It makes sense.
It really, really does.
Robert Loris says, as boomers age and face their own mortality through loss of family and friends, boomers are likely to seek out spiritual outlets, particularly because faith has also been linked to overall well-being and health. I got to say, 2016, I've never been to more funerals in 1 year than I have this year. And I just went to one this week. I don't enjoy it. And this was a good friend who lost his wife. And I've been to too many of those this year.
And I have a number of clients who are good friends, longtime friends, 20-year friends. And I'm watching one lose his wife right now. And it certainly does bring you up short as to where you are in life. And we're going to talk about that in this segment and the next segment, actually, how important it is to live for today.
Yeah, it really is. So Robert Laura goes on in the article to ask some very important questions, and I think they are worth mentioning here on Smart Living, Smart Retirement. He says, do you have a spiritual component to your retirement plan? Now, whoever thinks of that, right? Will you set specific time aside for worship, including church attendance or Bible study?
And I don't think it even has to be that formal.
No, probably doesn't.
In my case, it is meditation. It is finding ways to relax. It is allowing a certain belief in the future and the belief in the goodness of the future to overcome everything that is around. And I think we've said this before. Spiritual health is part of, a very important mm-hmm. part of, a retirement plan.
And you never associate the two, but I think bringing this out and talking about it makes total sense. Robert Loris says, what temptations may pose the biggest threat to you and your family during retirement? Temptations, I'm trying to think of what those would be. Maybe too much indulgence in alcohol, or becoming overweight, or
yes,
things, something like that.
There are, because time, in some ways, when you retire, may not be your friend, and
yeah.
so you pick how you use your time now. It's not directed by a job, and so the idea, in this case, what spiritual traditions do you plan to pass on? What are
yeah.
you giving to your family? Do you have a spiritual component to your marriage? Do you have a spiritual component in terms of a gift or a legacy to a charity? And these are all things, Larry, that we've talked about over the last few months.
Another part of this would be if you're married or in a partnership of some kind, what happens to your partner or wife or husband if they get seriously ill? Do you think religion comes to play here? Would prayers be offered? Of course they would. And how important is that to you? Research shows it helps a lot.
Research shows, I believe, that people who have a religious component to their life live not only longer, but healthier longer. And so I think all of this is part of the importance of how you live, what your lifestyle is in retirement.
This goes without saying, but you never go to church for the, well, at least my wife and I didn't go to church for this reason, but the social aspect of it is really nice. We've met so many wonderful people and friends, and we look forward to seeing them when we go to church.
It is. There is a social aspect to this, and how you interact socially is an important part of a retirement plan, or at least should be.
Well, it's worth thinking about. It's worth mentioning and discussing with your retirement partner, wife, or husband. And we're going to continue here on Biz Talk Radio in just a moment. It's Smart Living, Smart Retirement.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute, free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more.
Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
Sing with this group. Yeah, why not? I hope you're dreaming of a white Christmas. We are. You know, white Christmas, even though there's not snow on the ground, you can still have a white Christmas.
You can.
It's about the spirit of it all. And so we're going to carry over on that theme a little bit that we were talking about in the last segment about spirituality and religion. Oh, and retirement. It's my dog.
There you go.
And talk about how spirituality can benefit your life, and there's some, they've studied this. We have some of the stats right here, and if you have a spiritual or religious component to your life, there's benefits for you.
You are much better off, and we're not talking about having to have a what I would call formal religious practice. Whether or not you believe in meditation or Eastern religion or whatever it happens to be, it works the same way. The Journal of Gerontology completed a survey of 4,000 senior citizens in Durham, North Carolina, and found that people who prayed or meditated coped better with illness and lived longer than those who did not.
Yeah, you can't. The science is settled, isn't it?
It is. I mean, and I think we've talked about this together, Larry, very often, and I believe that if you don't know how to relax, and if you don't take the time to relax, whether it is meditation, whether it is prayer, but having a time to relax in some manner is key. You cope better with illness. You live longer than those who don't do that. Relaxation is a huge thing, and I think church or prayer or meditation or some people would say yoga, mm-hmm. Whatever it is mm-hmm. is very, very important.
I like this one too, because frankly, a lot of us deal with health issues in these years of our lives. This is the Dartmouth Medical School, and they found that patients with strong religious beliefs who underwent elective heart surgery were three times more likely to recover than those who were less religious.
And that's, I mean, that to me speaks volumes, especially with those who are taking elective heart surgery. I mean, they are choosing to do something which they medically may not absolutely have to do now.
Yeah, and their belief in a higher power or whatever it is that you believe in carried them through three times better than if you didn't have any beliefs at all.
The short and the long of this is that it's a wise idea to make some component of meditation, yoga, prayer, whatever it happens to be, a part of your retirement plan. The National Institutes of Health found that individuals who prayed daily, and I'm going to insert meditated daily or practiced yoga daily, were shown to be 40% less likely to have high blood pressure than those without a regular prayer practice.
Yeah, that's good stuff, Chip. It really is. Really is. Okay, we're going to go to some life hacks for retirement. And if you don't know what a hack is, a hack is a shortcut or a helpful tip. It's the hipster term for
shortcut.
Yeah, shortcut or things that are useful. So, and this goes right to what we were just talking about, Chip. That is, plan your retirement. And this would be both financial and the stuff that we talk about here on this show.
Lifestyle.
Lifestyle. plan your retirement as if you only were going to live one more day.
And that's, you know, if you live that way every day, you're probably going to be better off. And this particular article about hacks in retirement, the last one that they talk about is create a no-regrets retirement plan. Therefore, create a no-regrets retirement plan by assuming that you were just told you have 24 hours to live, instead of focusing on what you would do with your remaining time over the next 30 years, I want to make a list of things you would not regret seeing, doing, or experiencing.
That you would regret seeing.
Am I not reading this right?
Yeah, that you list of things that you would regret not seeing.
Not seeing or doing and experiencing.
Right.
And go do it. And that's it's as though I'm not planning over 30 years. I'm going to plan for the next few weeks, and I'm going to do as much as I can do.
Yeah. Robert Loris says, I think you'll be surprised to learn your list will include many things that not only require your time and interest instead of your money. So, you know, he's right. And I like that. A 24-hour retirement plan, Chip. Can you imagine?
Listen, you'd enjoy yourself a lot if you just went from day to day thinking, what can I do today that I really want to do or experience?
Make Susan really happy.
Yeah, that would be good.
That would be good.
Yeah, that would be really, really good. All right. Let's get into some of these life hacks for retirement. And talk about a few of them. You said you do this already, and I read this, and I said, what a great idea. You know how you put investment alerts on your investment account? You can do that with technology now?
Yeah.
When, you know, your stock is, you know, price alerts and things like that. You could do that for travel, and you said you do that.
I do that. I mean, we are going to England and Ireland here in March, and we're going to take about 2 weeks. And part of it is for a course, but part of it is enjoying ourselves. And I set alerts for both Dublin and Heathrow because it costs $750 on a round trip. It takes longer. I'm discovering you got an extra 12 hours built in. I don't quite know why, but you do. You got an extra 12 hours, but travel to Dublin round trip's around $750. And it costs another $200 or so to go from Dublin to Heathrow. So you're dealing with a round trip to Europe for $950.
Not bad.
On the other hand, if you don't want that extra layover and you do want to save yourself about 12 hours, it costs somewhere around $1,250 round trip to go to London. So I set two alerts. I set one for Dublin and one for Heathrow. And they've both popped up in the last 4 or 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're buying our tickets off of that to go to – actually, we're going to fly into Dublin, take a little time, and then we're going to go over to Heathrow.
That's
but we're
a good
going to
idea.
Leave out of Heathrow on the way back.
That's a good idea. Go enjoy Ireland for a while.
Definitely.
I hear they have some interesting places to go visit and drink. So
They do. As a matter of fact, I believe we are going to explore a whiskey factory.
Oh, good. See? The article says a travel site like kayak.com, you can set up travel alerts there. I don't know about the other ones, but you can just...
You can do it on a lot of them.
Yeah.
That is not unique, and it's the same thing with hotel prices. You can set travel alerts on hotel prices.
Yeah.
We have a very good rate at a very good hotel, but a block away, we found a small flat for rent for the same period of time we're going to be there, that was $400 less.
Not bad, Chip.
So we're doing that.
One of the other life hacks in this article from Forbes magazine is celebrate the holidays early. Well, that might be too late for this show, but it's a great idea.
It really is. The idea of Christmas in June or take some special time for a family, holidays create a certain amount of stress for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And you know the old expression, well, we're having to get together with a fam-dambly. And, you know, it that creates stress. But one way to take that stress off is to do that at a special time. And you decide to do it in the fall if you like it, or you decide summer. And that becomes your family outing or your Christmas, as opposed to having it all over that 5-day period.
I know a family that does Christmas a few days after Christmas, or they do it the first week of January.
And that saves you on money.
Yeah.
It does.
Because everything's on sale.
Everything is on sale.
And you can really go shopping, and you can, you know, find some amazing deals.
And to some extent, once the holidays are over, it's the same thing with ski resorts, and it's the same thing with other resorts, because the kids are back in school.
Yeah.
But, I mean, my father, bless his little pea-picking heart, taking us out of school never stopped him. I mean, if there's something to learn or do, the idea of taking the kids out of school to go somewhere was not a bad idea.
All right, we're going to be back in a moment. We'll give you some more retirement life hacks when we continue this special holiday edition of Smart Living, Smart Retirement, Biz Talk Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Biz Talk Radio.
Back to Smart Living, Smart Retirement.
Fund your life and find your freedom.
Chip and Larry here, dishing it on this pre-Christmas weekend. If you guys don't mind, we'll probably do a repeat show for Christmas weekend, next weekend. Then we'll be back with our big New Year's Spectacular.
Ah, okay.
What that's going to be, I don't know yet, but we'll figure it out.
We'll just have a little champagne along the way and enjoy ourselves.
I plan on it, actually. Okay. I've already thought of that.
Have you?
We're going to have champagne during the show.
Okay, we'll do that.
Because I want to.
So if you're listening to us and you'd like to join us with some champagne on the Sunday before New Year's, please do so.
Yeah, actually, Sunday will be New Year's.
Ah.
New Year's Day is on Sunday.
Hey, so yeah. Definitely break out the champagne and plan to enjoy yourself for an hour with Chip and Larry.
Yeah. We'll do a repeat show next week, and I think you guys can understand that. So let's move on. We have more of these life hacks for retirement. And if you don't know what a hack is, it's a shortcut. It's a trick. It's a skill that you learn to help you in your retirement life.
And this particular article is by Robert Lara, who we have talked about many times. It's in Forbes, and it's dated 4/15/14, mm-hmm. and it's about retirement. So it's the Forbes retirement section with Robert Lara, and he's done many, many articles.
He says one life hack you can do in retirement is ditch the second home, the vacation home that you may own. Get rid of that, sell it, and do a rental. You can rent a place wherever you want to go.
And it gives you some freedom, and you don't have the ongoing cost of that second home. You're not paying the property tax and the regular upkeep and all the things that go along with that second home, even if it's a vacation home.
Unless you're like Chip and have all the money in the world, and it doesn't really matter.
That's absolutely correct. I just write a check, smile, and move on.
Yeah, but the rest of us should pay
attention. You're killing me over here, Larry.
But it makes sense, doesn't it?
It really does. And I think it goes along with the downsizing that we have talked about so many times on this show. Get rid of the extraneous stuff you have so that you are free to move around and free to do the things that happen to turn you on at the moment, be it Portugal or Brazil or Thailand or wherever you would want to go for 2 weeks to 3 weeks. You're not stuck going to the same house in the mountains or the same house in Hawaii or the same house in Mexico.
There's a lot of stuff out there that people would love to rent to you to help you stay there, and the money that you would spend on that, you'd save money in the long run. There's no doubt about it.
We spent a number of absolutely wonderful nights in Airbnbs in Italy for anywhere from $35 to $65 a night. And I can't tell you how much we enjoyed ourselves. And it definitely was not a five-star hotel. I would go back to the places we went to for $35 a night in a heartbeat.
Nice, nice. Another retirement life hack is staying connected. And I know friends of mine of our age, and you know them too, the social interaction, and we're talking about invitations or announcements about what's going on in families and things like that, they've all moved to social media to a great extent.
And it makes sense, whether it's Facebook or LinkedIn, especially
Twitter, all that stuff.
Exactly, especially if you're going to travel, especially if you are going to take some time and travel around and see friends and family, or you just want to keep up with people, Facebook and LinkedIn are an excellent way to do that.
Yeah, I'm not in love much with Facebook these days, especially this election stuff that happened. And I'm still looking at it, and there's all kinds of junk on there. But you got to get through that to get to the good stuff. And there's still some good stuff on Facebook.
There is.
Yeah, so
It's not being terribly technically savvy, maybe one of the guests we have ought to have on the show is somebody who is technically savvy with a suggestion that is other than Facebook. Because outside of Facebook, I wouldn't know quite what to do.
And Twitter doesn't quite do it for what you need to know or see and that kind
or
of
see,
thing.
Or see, posting pictures or posting stuff about a trip or the kids or whatever it happens to be. Where else would you go other than Facebook?
Now, if you find yourself computer challenged and you don't know how to use this stuff, most community colleges, most adult education outlets in your community, wherever you are, have very low cost or free classes to teach you how to get into the social media thing.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, it doesn't mean you got to devote all your waking hours to sitting on Facebook. It just means that you're staying connected. And you know how to use it and aren't afraid to use it.
YouTube and LinkedIn are other suggestions that people use all the time. And I am not particularly skilled at YouTube or Facebook or any of that, but I'm definitely having to learn because it is going to be our primary means of communication.
So let's review a little bit today. We talked about religion and retirement and how important spirituality, whatever form it takes in your life, is a benefit to you in your retirement days.
And a benefit especially to your health. And I don't know how many times I've read it and seen it, and Larry and I have spoken it, but unless you have your health, it's a tough deal to have a whole lot else.
We also learned from the Life Hacks, create a no-regrets retirement plan by assuming you were just told you have 24 hours to live.
What would you do if you found out the time was not quite as long as you thought?
Yep. And it happens to people, too.
It does, more often than we would like to think. And it's one of the things that is driving me in the direction that I want to go.
Robert Laura says in this article, instead of focusing on what you would do with your remaining time, make a list of the things you would regret not seeing, not doing, and not experiencing. And there's got to be things that, hey, boy, I've always wanted to go there, or I've always wanted to see that.
Another way of putting this is, if you could do things exactly the way you wanted to do them, what would you do and when would you do it?
And the most important thing is do it. Hey, Merry Christmas to everybody. Have a wonderful holiday weekend, and we'll see you for the New Year's show.
We will. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Biz Talk Radio.